Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get ready for this.
Say you're ready for this.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Your guys' show starting is the beginning of a new era.
So glad you guys are able to team up together for the afternoon show.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. I'm always worried. Yeah, that's my bit.
My bit is good vibes.
I think those are good vibes, babe.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, that's the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
See Matt Spiegel over there.
We love the Coach Spiegs.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Spiegs, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
I have the driver in my bag. Today's a day for the driver.
Now watch this drive. Nice one, Lawrence.
How will we handle?
Greg Council joining us.
All right, that was fun.
Nico Horner.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Missed your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See,
you were supposed to follow that up with,
Mr. Musk.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson.
Jalen, this is Lawrence Holmes. Jalen, are you muted?
He's muted.
Bringing your rookiness to me, Lawrence.
That's on me, man. That's on me.
Forget about it, cut.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Joe Buck.
This is a one-way relationship. I don't think I've ever asked anything of Matt. I think the last time I was in this imbalanced of a relationship,
yeah,
I married her.
Hey, man.
I don't care who they put on. Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
It's like doing radio, right? You're only as good as your teammates. So, you know, Tanny comes in and he's a magician with his sound. And then you guys come on and your guys' team is great there. That's why your show is good. Football's like that, too. You can't be good by yourself.
I mean, goosebumps. Let's kick off this show with a bang.
I mean, let's go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock tonight. If you are rolling with the homies away from the Cubs game, you're exactly who we're talking to today, because there's a lot of stuff that went on at Wrigley Field that we need to discuss. The whole crew is in the house. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is an anthem singer.
Almost. Hello.
He's Matt Spiegel.
Give me 2 months. 18th of August, baby.
Yes, we do need to talk about your trip to Wrigley, because you've been yesterday and the day before.
Yeah,
the
man.
Day before you were there for work. Yesterday you were there for pleasure.
It is true. And we will discuss, but my goodness, it's Sammy Sosa return day. The man was everywhere, and you'll hear from him a little bit later on, but like, he did the full thing. There was a hug with Tom Ricketts when the car pulled up.
Yeah, I was reading Sully, and Sully was like, yeah, I guess it was supposed to be a secret, and then it leaked out. Like, no, Sully, it was not supposed to be a secret. It clearly was not supposed to. Everyone was supposed to know that Sammy was in the building.
Everybody had their moment. The World Series trophy had a moment with Sammy Sosa in the lobby of the office building over there on Waveland.
I gotta say, I was shocked to see him pop up with Cole on the postgame show.
Well, but that's because he'd already done everything else.
I thought for sure he would have been ghost.
Sammy, very busy. Very gracious of him, though, to drop by and visit with you and me, Ron. And
so he was very busy, Pat.
So I thought it was dope that Cole and Cliff had an opportunity to talk with him on the post game. But like, we were in the office, like, wait, what?
Yeah, he's still Sammy there. He's still there. He was in the suite. He was in the suite with Crane Kenny and with Billy Williams. I mean, this is full on
reunion,
full embrace from top to bottom of the org. I only have one question. Why didn't he sing the stretch?
I'm with you on that.
I don't understand.
I thought that it would have been perfect.
I thought it was a no-brainer.
They had the moment where, was it the third inning, where you go to the scoreboard and they do the highlight package and he waves and he does the kiss thing and all that stuff.
Sure.
I was like, oh yeah, this is totally going to happen for the seventh inning stretch.
But maybe it was Cole and Cliff. You know, it was their day.
I'm sure that those guys would have been totally fine with moving out of the way.
They're always there.
Or
do it with them.
Yeah, because probably what Sammy's going to do is start it off and then let everyone else sing the song. So Cliff and Cole could have done that.
I don't know.
Those guys' egos aren't like that.
No, they'd be cool. They'd be like, it's Sammy's day. I was surprised. But Sammy was everywhere else, and we will bring you sound of the full Sammy Sosa experience.
I'm waiting. And yeah, in the next segment, we'll hear from Sammy Sosa. I haven't looked up the stats on it, and maybe the Mariners post-game stats will have it.
Okay.
9 runs, all with 2 outs?
I didn't realize all 9 of them were with 2 outs.
That's wild.
That is wild.
And I wonder where it ranks as far as most runs in a game with 2 outs.
It's a good question. I'm sure that's gettable. Alex, do we have that?
You've got to stop sending him statistical assignments.
I disagree. This is part and parcel of the job. Alex is aware.
Yeah, I have most of the stats sites bookmarked, favorited
for my
on
needs.
My laptop, yes.
Thank you. Alex is on statistical assignment.
Okay.
I like that. Most 2-out runs in a game. Can't just use StatMuse this time. All right? It's not, I mean, maybe you can, actually.
9 is a lot.
9 is a lot. This Cubs bullpen has
8
been
is enough
to fill our lives with love. 9 is a lot. 8 is enough. But 8 would have gotten it done too. This Cubs bullpen has been doing it a little bit with smoke and mirrors. I noticed the other day that the ERA was really good, but the strikeout rate was not. And today, after the runs against Genesy Cabrera, I decided.
How much longer are we going to see him? Because I feel like not much longer.
I think you're probably very right about that. I think that is first up on the DFA opportunity list.
We'll get the report, and hopefully it's a good report on Shota.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, you know what? Thank you,
well,
Genesy Cabrera,
has given up earned runs in 5 of his last 6 appearances as a reliever.
Work.
Is that good?
No, it's not good.
I wondered when he got let go by the Mets, like, what's going on? Because the fastball is still absolutely fine, and he was pretty nasty as a Cardinal for a while. I'm like, what do they know? And now we're watching, he can't put people away.
Yep.
So I don't know, like, the breaking ball is not biting enough, or he can't control it
do
enough.
Do we even know what the breaking ball is?
That's a good question. It's a good question. JD keeps referring to it as a breaking ball. I've seen it written as a slider and a curve. It's more of a slurve. It's a little.
JD called it a breaking ball of some sort today.
Of some sort.
Of some sort.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. Well, I mean, they're similar. They're similar. The slider and the curve can be similar, depending on. But his isn't good. So, yeah, he's given up earned runs in 5 of his last 6. But how about this, Lawrence? The Cubs bullpen coming in 4th in earned run average in all of baseball. Okay? Contact rate. Would you like to guess where they are in contact rate?
Coming into today,
uh-huh,
contact rate for the Cubs bullpen, I would say they're in the top 10.
No.
They give up a lot of contact?
30th.
Oh, that's, like, terrible.
K rate, 30th.
How have they been getting people out?
They're 12th in WHIP, walks plus hits per innings pitch, so they're not walking people, and the defense is freaking great. The defense is great. And Bip, they're like middle of the pack and Bip. But so this is one time where you need to look at the batted ball data. They're 25th in strikeout to walk ratio, 7th best in left on base percentage. So they're leaving a lot of people on base. Is that bullpen?
Okay.
But suffice to say, really good in ERA, but not great in strikeouts. They don't miss enough bats as a bullpen.
As I was driving in today, I was listening to Zach's pregame, and Coombe was talking to Craig Counsell about yesterday's game. And he was so passionate about what Chris Flexen had done for them yesterday. 3 innings, no, or I think 1 hit, and 3 strikeouts. He was so passionate. Like, I've never heard Craig, like, expound as passionately in an answer as he did. I was like, yeah, that felt really important. He's like, that's what, when a guy does that out of the bullpen and gives you all sorts of options, it rests everyone, and then you have an opportunity to do what you need to do. And then, of course, today, the bullpen implodes after what was a bizarre start for our guy, Matthew Boyd.
It's interesting that he was that full of praise about Chris Flexen. I've heard him do that before.
He talked about his whole, like, this is what happens. Because he had said in there, he goes, you know, this guy had no chance of making the team.
Man. Yeah, he was in the minors being stretched out for starting pitcher depth. And now here he is. Managers love dudes like that who are willing to do whatever they have to do to help a team win. And Brad Keller's another. It's just that Keller's stuff is playing up so much in the bullpen that he's getting used in high leverage spots. But both of those guys, just like former starters, looking to hang around and willing to take the ball at any time and help their guys out. Managers love dudes like that. It's like when, Lawrence, you and I have both had times in our radio career paths where we were the one-man bullpen by committee, essentially.
Yeah.
Getting called in, hey, can you do this? Sure.
Sure.
Hey, can you do that?
The answer is almost always yes.
The answer was always yes. And you show up and you do the thing, and then eventually the boss appreciates you. Theoretically, this is how it's supposed to go, that eventually the boss appreciates you and maybe gives you a good partner in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? It's just a theory, anyway.
It hasn't happened in practice.
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on a second.
Hold on now.
Now, wait a minute. Alex, do we have that yet? Do we have the two-out runs?
No, stop doing that to Alex.
Come on.
I'm finding a lot of teams in like the 20s and the 40s that scored like 12 two-out runs in a single inning.
Really?
I'm still trying to find a single game.
You want to hear
Council? We're going back to the dead ball era here.
You want to hear Council on Chris Flexen while you tighten that up over there? We can buy you some time here.
Yeah, because and Spees, you could tell me if I was out in front of my skis on this, but this was a pretty passionate Craig Council this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Flexen, you know, first of all, Chris Flexen has not given up a run this year. 22 innings of that, that's just been incredibly valuable. He's 4-0. He's pitched in a lot of late-inning games where we've come back and scored. But then also, like, when you deliver 3 innings, that means other guys don't have to pitch. That's a big deal. That sets your bullpen up for the weekend. I think it also, you know, look, we've been without a lot of depth in the starting rotation, so now we feel like if something happens, Chris could maybe go into that spot. So a lot of positives from that. But number one, it's just he's kept runs off the board, man. He's just pitching really well. And to his, he's you know, you're proud of people and you're happy for people that comes into camp, minor league deal, really no chance to make the team, and isn't defeated by that news. He's inspired by, like, how do I get better? And that's how he treated it. And it's just a lesson for players, and like, if you treat it like that, something like this could be around the corner. And so, you know, more than anything, you give the player credit, because this guy's pitched in the big leagues for a while. He didn't treat spring training like my career's over or I'm mad at what's happening to me. He treated like, how am I going to get better? And that's how you have to do it. And that's the guys that last in this league, that's how they treat it.
Man, that's cool.
That was passionate, right?
That was seriously passionate. And, you know, it's not like Council was a star. You know, Council was a dude who found a way to play for a long, long time and grind his way to whatever success he had offensively, always working his butt off defensively to make sure he had utility at a couple different spots on the field. He's got an appreciation for lifers like that. And Flexen's been a starter. He's been a high-profile starter, been a starter hanging on in various spots, and now is at the end just trying to make it all work.
If you're Chris Flexen after what you went through last year, I mean, it's a different world. Shout out to Jasmine Guy. Then where you come from? Because that was terrible. And now look at you. You're doing your best. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station.
But if Chris Flexen doesn't have that great start against Shota for the White Sox that night in front of the Cubs at Wrigley, like, is he here at this point, you know? Like, making the most of your opportunity. That was great.
Well, I mean, you get the minor league deal like Craig was talking about, and then you – like, the fact that he's like, yeah, he wasn't going to make the team. He had no chance to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
But he made the team because of the way that he came in and worked. That bleep is impressive to me.
All due respect to Jasmine Guy.
Long-time Jasmine Guy.
A Different World was a Dwayne Wayne vehicle. It was to me, it was a Kadeem Hardison vehicle.
Well, let's really go through the history of it.
Okay.
That first season, which I think is just a mess.
It's a spinoff. It's a Cosby Show spinoff.
It's a spinoff, and it's all about Denise. And then once they get Denise up out of there.
Yeah, then it becomes a show.
Then it becomes Dwayne and Whitley.
Yeah.
And then it becomes Kadeem Hardison and Jasmine Guy.
I wanted to be Dwayne Wayne. I wanted to be that guy. I had the glasses.
You had the flip-up?
100%. I went and got myself the flip-up glasses, which I thought were brilliant. The regular glasses that had the flip-up shades that went on top.
All he did was take...
It's a different world.
Thank God.
Getting Aretha Franklin to sing your... Well, her husband at the time was on the show.
This isn't one of those Aretha Franklin impersonators, is it?
No, I hate those.
There was one I liked. One of those Aretha Franklin impersonators. I really believe she struggled with the top end by that time in her life and career.
Now it's a demo, though.
I think she was married to Colonel Taylor, Glenn Turman, from Cooley High at the time. And really? I think that's how they got her.
You know what song of Aretha's was prescient? Is Who's Zoomin' Who.
Yes.
Because nowadays, Who's Zoomin' Who... It comes to mind an awful lot. You're talking to somebody like...
More so in 2020.
Well, but. Still now, though.
Yes.
So, I mean, RIP Skype, who didn't stand a chance.
Didn't stand a chance.
I mean,
they were in the market first.
They owned the market. They were in charge. They were running this ish. It's what they were doing.
Why didn't you throw that at Kevin Warren when we saw him? Your thoughts on Aretha Franklin and who's Zooming who? When he brought up Zoom, you could have brought up that.
Yeah, well, it's true. I was too flummoxed. I was too flummoxed by what I thought was the blooming relationship with the Bears president.
Oh, see, that's the thing.
What? I thought it was blooming.
No, see, that's his whole bit.
I know. He makes you feel like
that.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah. He's great at it. Really you can see why he's... He has risen to the top of every organization that he's been a part of.
Alex, have you reported on Kevin Warren's friendship in the media business that's been making its way around our show thread the past couple of days? Have you talked about this?
Well, Kevin Warren, here's my idea at least.
Okay.
Kevin Warren had dinner with Colin Cowherd, and Colin talked about this on the show. Maybe instead of getting him on the show, we're going to go to dinner with him and talk... Talk music with him.
One of Kevin's big things is that he will often say, we should break bread.
Yes.
That's what he means. All right, so maybe he wants to break bread with the Spiegel and Holmes show after our incredible relationship bloom.
Exactly.
In the lobby, as opposed to coming on the show.
Take him out back and get a blooming onion to signify
the blooming relationship. Kevin, this onion, much like our relationship.
It's blooming. And the Wi-Fi is booming.
Shout out. I don't know if Outback uses Xfinity, but they sure as hell should, for God's sake.
Half the market. That's why it's so nice to be able to turn on CHSN now.
It's right
here
there
in the Score studios and be able to watch our people.
Yeah, we can see them. We can see them now.
They're out there. But yes, how did we get off track? Chris Flexen, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And the Cubs.
As always, Chris Flexen just opens the gates to comedy gold every time.
He always has
him.
His whole life. Time of those Seattle radio shows, man, Brock and Salk just went off track all the time. Every time Flexen started out there. I'm sure that was the case. Hey, man, These Mariners are a decent team, you know?
They've got all the talent.
Julio is that dude, even though the numbers are not always there.
Cal Raleigh is that dude.
Cal Raleigh with two more. He now has the most home runs before the All-Star break of any catcher in history.
It's really wild, like some of the historic stuff that we've been able to see this week. You have Cal Raleigh doing what he's doing, and then PCA being the fastest Cub ever to 2020.
Yeah, some of the other names that he was there with are just really fun. Jose Canseco.
I was going to say, like, did because that list of the three guys that have done it as quickly or quicker
yeah.
is right up your alley.
Well, one of them is Ken Williams, not that Ken Williams, who always comes up, player from the 30s. And every time he comes up, I have to remind myself and everybody that it's not our Kenny Williams. It's another Ken Williams.
No, he's a young man still. Yeah. Still spry.
But yeah, Jose Canseco and...
Eric Davis. That's right.
Come on,
Eric
man.
Davis did it in 46 games.
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I believe he didn't end that year with 40 homers. I think it was like 38 homers and 60-some stolen bases, 67 stolen bases, something like that.
Like, that's a guy who's like, I'm on his baseball reference page now.
Oh, God.
His baseball reference page is just joy.
Outrageous. I mean, the power and the speed. He's got the power and the speed. Best in the National League, I believe. That's how the rest of that goes. But, yes, you got PCA doing that. And then Cal Raleigh with all these home runs. Do you know who holds the record for most home runs in a season by a catcher? Bob Nightingale with a great piece this week where he had Johnny Bench talking about Cal Raleigh. That was a pretty good read. The answer is not Johnny Bench.
Damn it. That's Fisk?
It used to be Johnny Bench. No, that's a great guess. Fisk is up there. Fisk had a 40-plus home run season. Mike Piazza had two 40-homer seasons and like four more in the 30s, but it's not him. It's an active player. I know. That'll shock you back into...
Is it Cal Raleigh?
It is not Cal Raleigh.
Okay.
It is Salvador Perez.
45?
48.
48.
He got all the way up to 48.
Yeah.
In 2021.
And
what a year.
People stopped throwing him fastballs.
30 of those were off the White Sox.
You better believe they were.
48 homers for Salvador Perez.
We can go look. I'm gonna
Any
look
more
right
brain
now.
Busters?
The only one I got, Pally. Just that one right there.
On the other, oh, by the way, the other fastest to 2020 is Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh, yeah, oh boy. There you go.
So
there you go.
The jackass that traded him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Fernando Tatis Jr. with a hell of a start. And none of those guys got to 40-40. For whatever reason, Tatis, Canseco that particular year, nor Eric Davis got to 40-40. Soriano's the only guy at 40-40. Right? Oh, well, and Ohtani.
And Ohtani, who's at 50-50.
And Acuna, who got to 40-70, I believe. So there's that.
I'm looking at the splits for Salvador Perez. All right, real talk, Tanny. How many in that 2021 season when he hit 48 home runs, how many do you think were against the Chicago White Sox?
Well, that's an interesting question because 2021, one of the year, you know, Sox win the division, so they generally did a good job that year, but it is still Salvy Perez. I'm going to say, 9.
You are so close. He hit 8 against the White Sox. Would you like to know Salvador Perez's slash line against the White Sox in 2021?
More than anything in the world.
310. 333, because obviously he doesn't walk. 676
Man.
For an OPS of 1,009.
It's crazy. That, yeah, Salvy had a monstrous year, as is Cal Raleigh having a monstrous year. And the Mariners beat the Cubs today roundly by the score of 9-4 on the strength of 9 two-out runs.
Which is insane.
And 5 of them against the bullpen. Or I guess more, 7 of them against the bullpen. 2 against Ryan Pressly.
Yeah, we two need against, to talk about that.
Well, let's do it. 2 against Caleb Thielbar, and then the 3 against Genesis Cabrera. Here's the thing about Pressly. No runs in his previous 17 appearances. And Thielbar? no runs in his previous 17 appearances. Craig Counsell, talking about them after the game, said, yeah, they've both been on great runs, and they'll both get the ball tomorrow. Just complete and utter dismissal. Ryan Pressly's been a great success story after his conversation with Ian Happ, after giving up the 9 runs.
They rehabbed him really well.
Yes, and today he got the first 2 outs and then gave up double, home run,
walk, double,
and double. And that's not going to get it done. And then got the 3rd out for the strikeout. But, I mean, both those guys have been on fire. I do think they could use some more bullpen help, but they're going to get it when they get starter help. Imanaga will come back, and I believe that Ben Brown will go to the bullpen.
It might be better for him at this point to go back to the bullpen. And, I mean, I was listening to him, too, but in pregame, and he sounds like there's a bit of a confidence thing that's going on with him. And maybe when you can harness it and just be like, look, man, we just want you to throw an inning. That's all. We just want you to throw an inning. Give it all you got for one inning. And I'm still not sure what he is.
Well, it's because he still hasn't shown you the 3rd pitch. That dude is getting it done with fastball and that nasty curve. And sometimes he'll have great outings where he goes 6 innings as the bulk guy after an opener, and you're like, oh my God, there it is. And then he'll get pounded for a start, you know, and half pounded the next time. Without a 3rd pitch, I don't believe that he can be
a starter.
It's too much to ask. Your 2 pitches both have to be crazy elite.
They have to be plus plus.
And his are good. His are really, really good. But I think he can be a bullpen weapon. So I think you'll see Imanaga come back, Ben Brown to the pen, and Genesis Cabrera offered a minor league stint or DFA'd for the 2nd time this year. And, you know, Colin Ray will probably stay in the rotation. And then if they go get another starting pitcher at some point, then Colin Ray can go to the pen too. And all of a sudden you've got a lot of different pieces.
Can I ask the group a question here?
We are the group. Well, shuffling crew.
As we're trying to figure out what the Cubs need, does 3rd base still need to be a thing that the Cubs go look for?
Interesting. I don't think so.
Because Matt Shaw, over the last 30 games, not good.
Really?
Defensively, I think he's been pretty great.
The other night when they were down 2-0 to the Pirates and 8-9 came up and Nico singled and then Shaw doubled to the opposite field gap and Nico scored, I was like, oh, man, look at that. That's just what you want. That's just what you want. I guess that was against the Brewers. Was that Tuesday night? I think it was. It was like, there's 8 and 9 getting it done. So, like, I haven't – what are the numbers on Shaw? Because he's playing such good defense over there, and as a 9-hitter, I've been fine with it, but you tell me.
Last 30, 248, 288, 352, which is an improvement from where he was before he left.
Certainly not great.
Last 15 – 185, 214, 296.
Yee.
Last 7, and I don't think this includes today, 043, 120, 087.
Yee. That's much worse than I'd realized.
And he went 0 for 4 today. So that OPS is now back around 600 for him on the season.
Yeah, not great. That's for damn sure. Survivable in the 9 spot, playing great defense on a team with an offense like this one still, in my opinion. I see enough opposite field authority, and I see the comfort level. Like, I'm okay with it. But I get what you're saying. And if it's still the case in a few weeks, then maybe you do think so.
Yep. We are going to talk about Sammy Sosa and his return to Wrigley Field coming up in a little bit. But Spiegs was at Wrigley Field, and everyone was interested in whether or not there was going to be a Cubs game. Do you know that we ended up putting on Mike Jansen from WGN to try and get a weather report? Because you know how it is around here. Everyone's got weather guy at Wrigley. And I'm like, why don't we just call an actual meteorologist?
Why weren't you just going by the scorecaster? Why'd you feel the need to do that the other day?
The scorecaster had a couple of big misses over the last couple of weeks. So I was like, I know a bunch of meteorologists. Let's get one of them on the air.
I thought I was in the clear, dude.
I thought you were, too.
I mean, we went there. We're worried about it all day. Went there, sang for the sound check, which was just such a thrill. It was dry. The reports were that it was going to start raining at like 5:30 for like an hour. And then, I'm telling
it
you.
It just kept raining.
When Mitch called.
Anyone come out take a peek during sound check? Or what were the players doing? Were they in the dugout? Were they out doing anything?
No.
There were a lot of guys who weren't even at the ballpark yet.
Yeah.
Because they had pushed the ballpark back. Mm. Told guys well, get there like 4. Of course they didn't.
I later talked to Paul Zerang, who was walking into the stadium at the time and heard it. Talked to Boog, who said he was walking from clubhouse to clubhouse, but poked his head out because he realized I was sound checking and just wanted to hear a little bit of it, which was pretty cool. And then we finished the sound check, and like whoever was there, like stadium workers and whatever media was upstairs, was applauding, which was really cool. And it was a thrill. And then we're like, all right, we got a couple hours now because it was like 4:30. It was like, meet back here at 6:30. We walked over to Small Cheval having a burger. And when Mitch called, I answered the phone and he said, hey, I'm sorry. It's banged. The game is banged. It's going to be August 18th. I thought he was kidding. You know how Mitchie can do a prank? You know how he can be the prankster?
The king of the practical jokes.
He's one of the all-time pranksters. I thought he was funning one on me, and I'm like, dude, this is not cool. This is I have way too much potential anxiety here. But he was telling me the truth, that bastard. He was telling me the truth.
What was it? You had described it, but now that we have a little bit more time, the feeling sonically and emotionally of being plugged into the stadium sound system.
Yeah, man. It was something. It was something, especially with the natural reverb of the ballpark, a big old empty ballpark.
Yeah.
Let's just say that, like, my whole life when I've done sound check, sometimes it's a little boomy in the room, and the sound guy's usually like, you know, when the place starts to fill up, it changes the sound. When there's people here, it really changes it. And sometimes they're completely full of crap because it's like, it's a 200-person rock club or whatever. This time when she said, you know, when people get in here, you know, when the 38,000 get in here, it's really going to soak up the sound. I was like, that's probably true.
Uh-huh.
That one's probably true.
That seems like it makes more sense.
It makes a lot more sense, man. So, yeah, it felt awesome. It was thrilling. And you know me, man. I was optimistic. I was grateful. And I was that way with you and Jason on the air. And then later that night, as it got later, I was sitting there alone. I'm like, man. That would have been fun. I was ready. I was ready to do it. And the next day, I was a little down for sure, because I got to wait 2 more months. But at least I'll get to do it, which will be like, look, it's easy to reframe it, and it's going to be awesome. But I admit to some disappointment and some feistiness late at night and next morning.
I was talking to Leisure about the idea of, he's like, do you think this will make things better or worse for Spiegs that he's got to wait for 2 months on this? And I here's where I came down. You can let me know where I've off track. I actually think it's good for you because you got the sound check in. If the sound check hadn't happened, that's 2 months of anxiety. I saw the video of you. You were feeling it. You were feeling it while you were out there. And now that you know what it sounds like,
uh-huh.
I feel like this is going to be a layup, man.
I appreciate it. And I think it's probably true, man. Like me and Kurt, like once we figured it out and we kind of locked in on each other, it's like, oh yeah, okay, this is going to work. This is going to work. So it definitely has some of that confidence. And David Tanny was saying, I forgot that Tanny was coming over.
Yeah,
and
his car was over there.
Don't worry, everyone. Don't worry. I still went to do right after I got off the red line.
Good man.
So it wasn't all a lost cause that night.
Chicken sandwich? What'd you do?
No, just two half dozens. One for us at home and one for my folks.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
That's beautiful.
They do like the half dozen minis, right? Or did you do full donuts?
Oh, full, yeah.
The
guy's like, why don't you just do two full dozens? I was like, my man. I was like, I would, yeah, that sounds great and all, but it's too much, man.
So yeah, and Tanny was saying today, like that first game, that Monday afternoon game on the 18th of August, hopefully in the sun, you know, the big old pile of folks, could be a very lovely day.
I was really mad for you because like the night before was perfection.
And yesterday was perfection. Was pretty much perfection. Rained a little bit in the middle innings yesterday. Yesterday was one of those days at Wrigley. I was just sitting there in the stands. Thank you for manning the fort solo yesterday.
All good, man.
But yesterday was one of those days. They were down, what was it, 8? Was it 8-3?
Mm-hmm. And then they rallied back to having the winning run at the plate twice.
8-3, that entire place still thoroughly believed they had a
shot. Very engaged. I made mention of it yesterday on the show that it was cool to see how engaged Wrigley fans were yesterday, where two outs in an inning and you're trying to get out of it. Two strikes on a batter, they're getting up and loud.
Well, it's because they've come back so many times that, like, there was had to be somebody in every row saying, this team has some magic. Don't you go anywhere. Like, come on now, stay locked in. And everybody stayed locked in there yesterday. And so it was 8-7. And even at the end, there's, like, strategy at the end. Should Happ have been running?
The pinch runner situation. There were people that were upset with it yesterday.
Because Craig used both pinch runners in the eighth.
I had no problem with it, though, because you got to get there first.
Here's something that I think people should realize if they don't. Vidal Brujan is not a good baseball player, and he's fast as a pinch runner.
But not a great base runner.
Correct. He should have beaten that force out.
That slide he took was bad. Bizarre.
The jump was bad. His jump was bad. And how many times have you seen Cubs players this year beat out the front end of what could have been a double play or beat out the force at second base, and then they come around to score? That's happened like 4 or 5 times this year. Brujan should have beaten that out, which changes the complexion of that entire inning. He's not a good base runner. He's not a good fielder. And he's not a good hitter. Other than that, he's really fast. And he's on the roster.
He's fast Madrigal. This is what you don't want to be. We do need to talk about the event that happened at Wrigley Field today. It's more than just a baseball game. More than just the second place finisher for AL MVP, Cal Raleigh. Sammy Sosa was in the building, smiling, shaking hands, kissing babies, doing interviews. We're going to discuss what any of it means next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Eagle and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 The Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, he saw the wind blowing out today and planned his trip around a good day to be here. Asked to be in the lineup because the wind's blowing out. It's fun that he's back. I think it's for our fans. They spent a lot of time enjoying Sammy's great performances on the field, entertaining baseball fans. So to have him back is a lot of fun.
Sammy Sosa was back at Wrigley Field for the first time in 21 years. Hugs all around, blowing kisses to everyone, including you, the Cub fan. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. He's Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We got you until 6 o'clock. A love fest, sir.
It really was, and I know that a lot of people have strong negative feelings towards Sammy. I have had them in my life. And there were long stretches where I was with Tom Ricketts, and I would argue like, man, that dude cheated the game, and he was a bad teammate, and he left early, and he lied like to the game, to his teammates, and he was hated. And there was a lot of things that I really felt strongly about. And at a certain point, I melted on it. Part of it was talking to a friend, 313 Paul, who has season tickets up there in 313 and talked about what Sammy meant to him. And we know what Sammy has meant to a lot of different fans through the years, especially fans of a certain age where, like, he helped.
Your baseball awakening happened because of the summer of 98.
Yes. And even before that, as Sammy was being great after, you know, after Dawson had left and there were some bad years, it's like Sammy's rise dovetailed with you either falling for the Cubs or falling back in love with the Cubs. And those moments of him running across the outfield and running to the position, the love fest with the fans, even before it, way before it all turned ugly and it turned cheat filled. There was a real bond and relationship that deserves to live on for a huge a selection of fans.
As we've gone through all of this, and look, my whole adult life has been here at The Score. So I've grown up as a fan here too. I feel like sometimes the feelings that we put on the fans are not necessarily how the fans feel. And I think it's them thawing maybe before those of us who have been gatekeepers of the game. Those of us who are like, well, you know, we take this seriously, or we take the numbers seriously. We take the Hall of Fame seriously. We take him being a good teammate seriously. And it always felt like, just from the interaction of people here, that fans, they really thought about the good stuff.
Yes.
That they thought about what the summer at Wrigley Field was like, what June of 98 was like for people, of like every time this guy comes up, it feels like he's hitting a home run.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that we've gotten less concerned with the concept of cheating, for air quotes, since no one can see us today. I'm using air quotes. Less concerned for cheating in baseball, and then trying to figure, because it becomes such a game of whack-a-mole, Speaks, where it's like, that guy was totally cheating. Okay, well, what about the guy that was pitching? Because that guy was probably cheating too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to balance the scales and say this guy is a cheater unless it's absolutely proven and this guy isn't. And even with guys that you suspect or even been suspended, baseball itself has given any fan license
to dismiss some of that.
We've been the judge and jury for so long, and it has been exhausting because there's some that we know and there's some that we don't. Well, I invented a line of demarcation in my mind
for about Bonds.
About Bonds and about Clemens. When Clemens got sent away from the Red Sox, that's probably when it was, you know, and the Red Sox GM said Clemens was looking at the end of his career, you know, and then he goes to Toronto and then Houston and New York, and it's like, and all magically he finds it again. But where's that line of demarcation for some of the other guys? Where exactly is it for Sammy?
But that's,
you know?
But see, that's what I mean, though, Speaks, because
we don't know.
The guy who we know, we know for sure, and baseball punished him, Alex Rodriguez, is on their World Series coverage.
Correct. Correct.
So if baseball itself is just kind of like,
yeah,
then you know, like it's hard for me to find the emotion to fight it, and that's where I've gone. Like that's kind of my arc in all of this. Mm-hmm. Is like I cared a lot because I'm a Frank Thomas guy. And Frank was out here like, look, these dudes is cheating.
Yeah.
And look what it's doing to me. And look where I fall now in the annals of the greatest sluggers that have ever lived, because these dudes is out here cheating and I'm not cheating.
This has been a huge gap in the baseball memories of people, because baseball, among all the sports, is about actively being in touch with your memories, you know, and the memories fill in the blanks between games and sometimes during games, and it provides fodder for the greatest conversational sport there is. This has been a huge gap, and today was one of those days where the gap got bridged and Sammy was everywhere, and good for the fans to have him back.
So the first thing, the first image that we see, Speaks, is Sammy getting out of a town car or a SUV, and the first person to hug him is Tom Ricketts. Here's what Sammy had to say about mending those fences with the Cubs owner.
Sammy, how important was it to mend fences with the Cubs? I mean, was there a point where you thought, okay, well, maybe it's just not going to happen?
I always believe that it's going to happen, but it wasn't the God time. I mean, the time was perfect. Now, you know, I'm here again, and I will continue to be here. So the relationship is tremendous. So hopefully we can continue that until the day that I die after 2,100 years.
When you say
what
that,
do you mean to have Tom Ricketts and you embrace on the field?
It's great. I mean, Tom Ricketts, I mean, he's the owner, so pretty much of his family, I have to say. But for him to be there for me, and so, you know, I mean, get the support from Mr. Ricketts and also Kwani and the whole front office.
God time. I like that. I hadn't heard it. Long ago, when I was a college student, the Red Sox manager, Joe Morgan, tried to explain to me the difference between time and baseball time. It was like, yeah, it's baseball time. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you got to give a guy a couple of days to figure out if he actually is slumping, give a pitcher a couple of appearances, like these kind of things. But Sammy adding God time. So there's real time, there's baseball time, and there's God time. Got it. Noted.
And there's hammer time and burger time.
It's true. And peanut butter jelly time.
It's always peanut butter jelly time.
I think so, too.
With a baseball bat.
Especially with the Uncrustables
upstairs. You know what I
let's
keep,
go.
I keep forgetting that I have a box of Uncrustables in the freezer.
Here?
No, at the crib.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just sitting there going, there are times I'm like, man, I really want that Uncrustable.
That's so good.
But I don't want to microwave defrost them. I want them to defrost naturally.
Yeah, you just got to take one out and leave it there. That's why golfers love it. Barry Rosner will bring two Uncrustables in the golf bag before he goes and plays. And then by like the ninth hole, they're just perfect. You know?
Yeah, I should just do that. Like, just decide that that's going to be dinner.
Commit to the Uncrustable and before the radio show.
Yeah, walk out the house, take the Uncrustable out, and it'll be waiting for me when I get home.
Yeah, and if you got troubles, you give me a call. I'll come over and eat that thing myself.
No, we said no, that's not what we're doing.
And I'm not afraid. So good.
They are so
it's
good.
It's perfect.
All right, back to Sammy. Then he jumped on both broadcasts. He was on our broadcast on The Score. He was also on Marquee. This is Sammy doing analysis of Kyle Tucker as Tucker almost went yard.
And the 2-2. Fly ball deep center field. Back goes Rodriguez back near the fence. That ball's off the top of the vines. And Tucker is going to have a sliding double. He just missed a home run. But the ball just really carries on a day like today at Wrigley.
And a day like today, I mean, you got to make contact. Like I say, I mean, Tucker hit that ball not in the barrel, but, you know, good enough to get up there, you know, to the wall.
So Sammy says he didn't hit it with the barrel, but it was good enough. So that's interesting. I didn't know that listening to the radio broadcast. Thank you, Sammy. And just got to make contact. That made me wonder if he was going to go down the hall and hang out with Miguel Esparza and do an inning in Spanish. That would have been awesome.
Do we know if he did?
I don't believe that he did.
So let me tell you what happened. So
Sammy, very busy.
He is very busy.
That was when they came back for the next half inning. Pat and Ron had been expecting another half inning with Sammy.
There are a couple places here where I could watch the game. I could watch the game in what Molly Cruz of B96 likes to call her waiting area. And there's a TV, there's a couple comfortable chairs, a nice little table, but it's freezing. That's where I watched the game from yesterday. And you know how our hallways are.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous here. It's probably like 60 degrees in the hallways here. The studio is nice and comfortable, especially on a day where I'm wearing shorts. So I come in here and turn the game on, turn up the sound, and it is on the SAP, on the table, on the TV that's closest to us. So I got the Spanish version, and I watched a couple innings of it. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, I wonder if Sammy's going to pop into the booth.
Would have been awesome.
I hope that he did.
Yeah, and if not, another time. He did more with Pat and Ron. He did more with Pat and Ron, talking about the magical June of 98 that you have been discussing.
Sammy, what was it like during that month of June of 1998 when you hit 20 home runs? Can you even begin to explain a month like that?
Was incredible. One of the things that I also complain is I have about 4 or 5 home run foul. It could have been 25 instead of 20.
So it could have been 25, you're saying, huh? We're never satisfied, Pat, especially someone as good as him.
That's amazing. I love ball players, dude. In that way, I ever tell you about when I had Jim Rice on the radio show on Sporting News, and Jim Rice was one of my guys as a kid. And I said, Jim, I was watching a Monday Night Baseball when the Royals went to a 4-man outfield against you in Kansas City, and you doubled off the wall and homered in that game. Jim, I was watching that game, and he said you homered against a 4-run inning. He said, why aren't you going to talk about the double I hit off the wall? Like he remembered what game I was talking about and knew there was another at bat I wasn't giving him credit for. It's like, all right, okay.
I just got a text from our guy Studs. He said Sammy did go on the Spanish broadcast.
Outstanding. That's phenomenal. Thank you, Studs.
Sammy, very busy.
He really was.
It wasn't a line. He was really busy.
Oh, I'm so glad he did, because Miguel's great and his partners are great.
Tanny, what should we do next segment? Should we keep going with the Sammy stuff? Do you want to play the Jordan thing?
Well, no time for the Jordan thing, I don't believe. I'm developing. Oh, yeah. Okay, we've got confirmation. I'm sorry. This is like a consolation prize to a really great Michael Jordan story I had, but do you guys want to talk to Chris Ranji?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, he's hosting tonight. Yeah, we'll talk to Ranji.
Oh, okay. All right. Next on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book.
That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yes. Hi, Chris. How are you?
We are hopeful that Chris Ronji is doing well. The reason is he is the Pope's favorite broadcaster.
No doubt.
I think it's fair to say that.
Sure. I mean, there's yeah. John Rooney. There's Ed Farmer. And there's Chris Ronji.
And there's Chris Ronji.
Those have to be his guys.
I'm sure that Pope Bob called in and cursed out Ronji and then said a bunch of Hail Marys.
That's at White Sox Park.
Exactly. That's what I expect is going on. Chris Ronji is going to take over the airwaves on the Score starting at 6 o'clock. He joins us now. Hey, Ranger.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. I got to admit, I got to point a thumb. There was kind of an awkward long pause when Tanny asked if we wanted to talk
to I heard it. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll just go home then. Wait a minute, I am home. You guys want to talk to Ronji next? And it was, why?
They made me feel like I said something inappropriate on the air. Like, did I?
You did. You mentioned Chris Ronji's name. That's not appropriate.
Tannehill's like, did I just use a slur?
The thing is that such a Ronji.
I was looking at the clock, and I was like, oh, Ronji's just going to call in.
Right, we got to fit this in. Why are we fitting this in exactly?
And I thought maybe there was something that was going on, but then he's like, oh, he's up next. Like,
oh, yeah, of course then. Yeah.
We should absolutely. Transition I did a little transition with Judson last night.
Heard that.
It was a lot of fun talking with Judson.
There you go.
But now Mr. Handsome's here.
What's up, Handsome? What you doing tonight on the radio show?
You know, we're going to talk a little Cubs and Sammy and the little Bears. I got Grody coming on because I make it a point that every time I host and fill in, it's like once a month maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have the Redbird contingent on.
The two ISU Hall of Famers.
Two Hall of Famers.
We so, have to. Sean Hayes from Will and Grace is also coming on a little bit later.
No, you know what? I don't think I have his phone number.
Oh, man.
No, Sean. Also, John Malkovich went there for a bit. Didn't graduate, but he went there.
Hoopshead. Jane Lynch. John Malkovich, high-end NBA hoopshead. You know where he goes every year, Lawrence? Vegas.
For the
Summer League? John Malkovich.
He does?
Oh, yes. Like, hardcore hooper who loves to hang in Vegas for Summer League. Wow. I remember he went on the TV broadcast of a Summer League game like 3 years ago and was rattling off Summer League facts and figures. It was awesome.
So we got him. Jane Lynch is also an ISU Redbird.
Gary Cole.
Wow, that's right.
Both of Ricky Bobby's parents went to Illinois State. How about that?
That's wild.
About that. Is Brock Spack still there with his mustache?
Yeah, he's still there.
They did very well this year. They went to the FCS playoffs this past season.
Let's go. Yeah. Long time Brock Spack guy.
Love Brock Spack. I talk
Brock
with him
Spack.
Once a year.
You do?
Yeah, he's always trying to convince me to move down there.
Oh, see, look at that. See,
no, he's like, you want to move to Bloomington.
He just says,
be closer
that,
to you.
He said it's delightful. He said that when they got there, when he and his wife got there, he wasn't quite sure about like living there for forever. But now he like loves it and thinks the community is great. And he's like, you should come down here.
Chris, where are you on Uncrustables? And if you're not, if you don't think they're the world's most perfect food, then what's wrong with you?
I'm trying to figure out what ball players really like crustables, right?
Uncrustables.
Uncrustables. Okay. Yeah. So is that different?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have a crust.
That's the difference.
They but they're the same company?
No, there's no thing called a crustable.
Yeah.
You made that up.
Oh, why are you doing that to me?
You did it to yourself. You do, and that's what really
I believe
hurts.
That's called the Mandela effect. I think that's what it is.
He was just trying to gaslight us that we did that to him. That is not the case.
Look, man, don't start me off like that. This is already going to be a bad show. I don't need this from you.
No,
that's a wrap.
No way.
No, we're not going to allow you to have a bad show.
You must reframe that negative self-talk immediately, sir.
We are going to, I almost said a bad word. We are going to crush tonight. Sean Sears and me, we're going to kill it.
There you go.
So it's going to be you. Grody's going to jump on the show. Who else?
Yeah, Nightingale.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Chris Emma's coming on. Who the hell else knows? It's going to be a whole thing. We're on till 9 o'clock.
Outstanding.
If you guys want to have Bob Nightingale on, you guys can certainly do that.
Jed says it's okay.
Jed says it's allowed if you would like to have them on.
Is that amazing? Oh, it's so good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jed Hoyer is cool with it.
By the way, the Cubs-Mariners series continues tomorrow from Wrigley Field. Pregame coverage begins at 12:45 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
I'll be here on Sunday morning for Hit and Run. Then Sunday night, I'm on with Lou Kanellis doing the Fox show on Sunday after Game 7. We get a Game 7 on Sunday night, Lawrence, and you and me back on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time, and we'll have full shows for, I think, 4 of the 5 days next week. And it's Cubs-Cardinals time. We might have to have Chris Ranji on the show, I think.
If we can get him.
I'm so available.
We'll see if he's available. He is available to entertain you for the next 3 hours, so please show him the same type of love and support that you've showed us. For Alex, for Tanny, for Spiegs, I'm Lawrence saying have a great night. Don't get into trouble. Please try to be cool, even though this weekend the weather is crazy, and we tend to act crazy when the weather is crazy like this. But Ranji will take you home next here on The Score.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Cubs baseball is up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.